Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each time on the Dr. Diane Show, we have experts from around the country discussing cutting-edge topics on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. I'm excited today to have with me Dana Mascalo. She is a managing partner and wealth advisor with Trinity Point Wealth in Milford, Connecticut. Dana has a passion for creative, holistic financial life planning and strives to have a meaningful impact on her clients' lives. She has been helping clients with their investments and financial planning needs for over 17 years and works with individuals, families, business owners, and executives all over the U.S. Dana has a BS in finance and insurance and has earned the Certified Financial Planner CFP certification, and her approach truly has a holistic spin, supported by her work in pursuing the Registered Life Planner designation. Dana has also received the Accredited Asset Management Specialist and the Certified 401k Professional designations. She is also passionate about health and wellness and is certified in Reiki Levels 1 and 2. The discussion forthcoming is for informational purposes only. Dana Mascalo is an investment advisor representative with Trinity Point Wealth, a SEC registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Information herein is not intended to serve as a substitute for personalized investment advice or as a recommendation or solicitation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. Dana presented herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable. The speakers cannot guarantee the accuracy or completeness of such information, and certain information may have been condensed or summarized from its original source. Trinity Point Wealth, nor its investment advisor representatives do not give tax or legal advice. So welcome, Dana. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. Well done on the disclosure, long disclosure.
I know, but we got to put it in there. So
very, very nicely done.
So everybody is clear. Everyone's clear. So I think that people probably, before I got to that, were their ears perked up when they heard the term holistic financial life planner, because I remember when I met you, I was like, what is that? I want to know more about it, but I didn't even know there was such a thing. So let's start there. What is a holistic life planner?
Well, very simply, financial life planning is almost like having a holistic or visionary overlay to your more traditional approach, your just traditional financial planning, right? We want to have deeper conversations with our clients. And when you're working with a registered life planner, we have it's a unique process, and it connects the dots between our financial realities and the lives that we long to live or our clients long to live. Financial life planning focuses on the more human side of financial planning. And we help clients tap into their inspirational fire. I like to say that's probably the most exciting part of the process, because that's where the magic happens. And once we have their visionary plan lit up, you know, everyone's like, we have to make this happen. So then we can just align simply all of the financial resources in support of that special person's visionary plan.
It's really awesome, actually. And I think I remember, you know, when I first met you, I was, you know, like most people, I think my mindset around financial planning was basically like, okay, you put away as much money as you can and you try to be smart about how you invest it, in, you know, in whatever methods or means you're doing that. but it's kind of just like a means to an end. Like, just, let's just, you know, the mindset is save as much money as you can so that you can retire at X number eight at X age or whatever. And then you've got a boatload of money and you can go do what you want. And I've always been the type of person that, I guess, that never resonated with me. I was always like, why am I saving all my money and doing nothing now when I'm young and vibrant and I can go and do things? Like, I just don't get that. And it was refreshing to talk to you because I feel like one of the things we talked about was, well, you need to, everybody's, you know, idea of retirement is different. You know, when do you expect to retire? And I think I said to you, well, I don't know if I'll ever retire because I love, because what I do is not like a job. And that makes a huge difference than someone who, you know, has in their mind, they go to, you know, a job and, or they work for a company, they don't work for themselves and they're going to do it for 40 years or whatever it is. And then they're done. And it, you know, when we talked, it totally changed my idea of what I was supposed to be doing as far as investing.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for that. I remember. And everyone is different, you know, and that's really the beauty of it. And it's just sometimes people that aren't even given a chance to even think in that space, just to let that creativity, you know, be open and see where it goes. And then like, oh my gosh, you know, why am I not doing this sooner? That's what I hear the most of. I wish I did that sooner, you know?
Yeah, totally. So when someone works with you, you know, we've kind of painted a little bit of a picture, but let's give people a little bit more insight. Like, how is it really different than just going to, you know, a random financial planner? Yeah.
Sure. So let's break that down for a second. So the traditional approach has to do more with the actual financial planning, right? The investment management expertise, the math, the economics, the advice, and you need that. You know, with any financial planning, yet you have to have that too. I've been practicing as a CFP professional since 2012, and CFP stands for Certified Financial Planner. And that designation is important if you're looking for a financial planner. It's considered the standard of excellence in financial planning. And there are six areas of focus. Primarily, it's your general financial planning, investment management, retirement planning, tax planning, your insurance, and estate planning. And it's kind of like, you know, in your space, in the more holistic circles and things, if you think about holistic medicine, there are a lot of other specialty areas that overlap and have an impact on each other. So in the traditional financial planning sense, we have that too. It's, you know, tax can touch the estate planning, can touch the investments, and they're all related. So you want that. And then in addition, again, similar to a medical specialist, right? There are traditional approaches to medicine, and then there are more holistic or alternative ones. And so in wealth management, that's like a financial life planner or someone who, you know, has, you know, the registered life planner or that overlay to their practice. So I offer clients both approaches because there are some clients that, you know, may not want the, you know, more holistic spin on it, and they may just want regular financial planning and wealth advice. But I can offer both approaches. And I think that, you know, it is a differentiator. Providing financial planning advice to someone is so personalized. And so as the advisor, you have to be able to adapt and customize a solution for each special person, you know, that you're working with and their needs and circumstances. And that takes time and experience. And, you know, you also have to want to do it. You know, you have to have that passion for it, and you want to get into the details and go deeper and make that impact on their life. And so I think because of that integration of money and emotions, and every individual is different, it does take some practice and experience to figure all that out and how best to inspire clients. or, you know, advise them or just give them that platform to kind of light their own fire, so to speak. So there's the one side, you have the advisor's technical ability, their financial understanding, and then you have the inspirational ability on the other side and how to provide that advice in such a way for it to inspire, you know, or let's say raise awareness or bring peace of mind and action, so that then the dreams can become realities. And that's the best part. So
I think as you were speaking, I was just thinking about like other things that I had thought of when we had met. And one thing, I don't remember if we talked about this, but I know I have talked about this with other women. I feel like women especially are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like not intimidated, I guess, or can be intimidated by, you know, having to figure out all this stuff, especially if they're single or if they've gone through a divorce or whatnot. Yeah. And this whole process that you do, I thought was really amazing. And I, to me, it just made me more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's definitely the softer, more human side and approach, because the rest, once you know what you're doing, the rest is just data, you know, it does make it less, I guess, intimidating to some, because the most important issues are those deeper issues, and the rest is just the math. You know, we can help you with that part. And although I do think with women that's changing, you know, I think they're becoming more and more involved. At least that's, I've had many more women coming on board as new clients than years ago, where it used to be, you know, more men, I think. So that's,
yeah,
it's neat. Neat to see the changes.
It is. It is. And it's awesome. And I think, you know, just some of the questions that you asked me were so interesting that I didn't expect to be asked, even to the point of like, how did I want to invest my money? Like what kinds of companies, you know, rather than just you go to a regular traditional planner. I mean, they may talk to you about different types of, you know, how you want to invest your money, but it, to me, there were things we talked about, like, well, do you want to invest in companies that are more green or eco-friendly? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, do you want to put your money in certain places or not put your money in certain places based on your belief systems or that mm-hmm. kind of thing, which I was sure. like, oh my God, wow, you can even do that.
It's your money. Yeah.
Well, right. Yes. It's true. It's true. But I don't think it's something that people think about, that you can get to that level of detail. Mm. So, you know, that for me was, you definitely made like a huge difference, and again, made it more real, approachable, less intimidating, all of those things. So, we're going to talk some more about the interesting questions that you ask people. I think already people are fascinated by this discussion. You're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll explore more with Dana Mascalo, certified financial planner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit elizabethannecunningham.com and subscribe.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit susandanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can find me at www.drdianehayden.com or at either of my two publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com and www.essentialnaples.com. And you can learn more about Dana Mascalo at www.trinitypointwealth.com. So welcome back, Dana. We were talking about the interesting questions that you ask people and what is holistic financial life planning. So I remember, you know, one of the things we talked about was what would you like to have happen with your money if something happened to you yesterday? And yeah, I mean, that was a question I didn't expect to be asked. And I would imagine most clients are probably feel the same.
Yeah, so that is a unique one. It in comprehensive wealth management, right? You have all those topic areas that we had just spoke about. So estate planning is one of them. And so it's just a different way to come at it. You know, it's all about perspective. More often than not, people don't want to do their estate plan. It's not like the top. It might be on their list, but it's not the first thing that gets checked off. And it is really important. So by putting it to someone that way, I'm big into the law of attraction. So I know I don't want to kill people off in the future. So I usually will say, you know, what happened if something happened to you yesterday? And it does drop them into that hypothetical, like, whoa, you know, that happened yesterday. I don't have a chance to fix it. And so how is that all going to land?
Right.
And we go through an inventory of everything they own minus anything they owe and take a look at their full balance sheet and net worth statement and look at all the beneficiary designations. And does it actually happen the way that they intend it to? And then on a deeper level, you know, it does tee up that appointment with an estate planning attorney. And if they have any more complex needs, so, you know, special needs child or a younger child, if they have parents, if they have things, just really anything they want taken care of after they're gone, is that well documented and set aside for? And oftentimes, if they haven't had a chance to really go through that beneficiary review or just the basics, you know, we do find things that are incorrect. I mean, we've found ex-spouses, parents that have passed away still on the accounts because we're so busy, you know, everybody's busy and they're always moving so quickly, and it just sometimes falls through the cracks. And so that is absolutely part of my job as an advisor. I'm working with someone on their finances. We want to make sure everything's perfect. And so I think asking that question in that way makes it a bit more like real, you know, that we've got to check this out and get it done, and why. It drops them into the why. So it's coming from inside rather than just, have you done your will? You know, it's just mm-hmm. a
right, right. When nobody, I mean, you know, we all know why people put that off. Nobody wants to think sure. about end of life.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like the way that question is phrased, because yeah, it's like, okay, you know, just like you said, you know, yesterday's too late. Like, so we need to figure this out now and make sure everything's, you know, mm-hmm. in the
and
right
that's
place.
Just a little, you know, those are little changes that you can make to make, you know, some tasks a little bit more approachable. And the process itself too, I mean, when we've kind of jumped to kind of the bottom of the list there, but up until that point, we've fully gone through everything. So I know everything they own, where it is, and the titling and all of that good stuff. So you tee it right up for the next easiest thing is just, okay, then, you know, we're going to provide this to the attorney. You've already done this part, and all they have to do is really communicate what they want to happen, and then right. they can write it up. And it gets like batted back and forth a couple different rounds. Again, if there's complexities, you know, if there's children from different marriages, or if there's any kind of unique situation that they need integrated into their plan. But sometimes it's just very easy. So the I love you, everything goes to you.
Right.
Or to the kids.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We try to make it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And one of the other questions that I remember us talking about is, what makes you happiest? And that was definitely not a question I expected to come from a financial planner. Because like I said in the beginning, to me, it was all about like, okay, you know, put this money away and let's, you know, let's figure out how to, you know, make as much money as you can with your investments, not mm-hmm. what's going to make you happy.
Right. Yeah. And that's in a similar spirit to financial life planning. You know, it's trying to understand what's most meaningful in your life and what's most fulfilling. And the, what makes you happiest, I think actually came from my partner, Mike, at the end of his year-end tips and things to think about as you approach the end of the year. He threw that in there as a last fun thing because, you know, you have this checklist of everything you have to do ahead of year end. And then, you know, what makes you the happiest, and do more of that, you know, next year. So it's just, right. This is our life, and, you know, we want to have fun and have it be fulfilling, and, you know,
yeah, I
don't
think
forget that, about it. Don't forget about what makes you the happiest.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's a great question for somebody who is very like driven, type A, you know, feels like they're, you know, their identity or their role or everything is tied to work and working more and saving more and, you know, investing more and that kind of thing. When in reality, like I know people who have, you know, worked a job for years and years and finally, you know, something happened like COVID, let's say, they either got laid off or, you know, they decided, oh, wow, you know, like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I don't enjoy this. This is like killing my soul. And when they finally had a chance to stop, you know, like somebody stopped for them, basically.
Right. Sometimes the universe kind of gets right in there for you, which is helpful.
Exactly. Exactly. It was an opportunity to really sit back and look at,
take an assessment.
Know, yeah. What have I been doing for, you know, the last X number of years? And what do I want to do for the next 20, let's say? So it's a great question because I don't think, you know, the average person thinks about it when relating to their finances.
You're absolutely right. in the beginning of the life planning process, so as a registered life planner, there's a more formal process. It's called EVOKE, and the first two are exploration and visioning, and then O for obstacles, K for knowledge, and execution. So in the beginning of that process, we ask the three life planning questions, which you have had some fun with. So that also gets to some of that, what's most meaningful and what's most fulfilling.
Right. Yep. Yeah. If I remember correctly, I feel like it was almost like doing a life map, like where have I come from? Where do I want to go? What do I want in terms of, like the question of when are you going to retire or how long and those kinds of things? What do you want to do? Do you want to travel? Where do you want to spend your money? And obviously all of the family things, like whether or not you have children or you don't have children or that kind of thing. So again, I think it's just giving people a different perspective with all of this mm-hmm. than just the traditional, the finances are simple. You just save as much as you can.
Yeah. The first question in it actually does nothing. It's not really about a traditional financial process, right? It's not like, well, what do you have or what are your account statements or what, if you've had all the money in the world, and you can meet your needs now and in the future, how would you live your life? Would you change anything? And so it asks you to really drop into this new, you're financially secure and, how would you live your life? And you're supposed to write it down or type it out, spend some time, get grounded beforehand and just see where it takes you. But that's question one. So.
Right. Yeah. Which I love. I love that question. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, it's kind of opening people's minds to mm-hmm. just think in a different way. I mean, you've asked that question before. People have asked me that question. Oh, what if you had $1 million? What would you do? Would you still do your job or whatever? And you're kind of like offhand remark, but this requires you to really like the process going through it with you to really think about, what do I even do what I'm doing right now? Mm-hmm. Would I do the same business? Would I do this job? Would I travel more? Would I give more? Would I like all those different questions come up when you have that perspective of, if money is no object, what would you do?
Right. Right.
So yeah, it is. And that, that's the word actually that I think to me describes what the way that you're different. It makes the financial planning process fun. And I don't think most people would ever believe that that's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah. 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 I think so.
All the time.
Yep. I love it. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about holistic financial life planning with Dana Mascalo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. I am talking today with Dana Mascalo. She is a certified financial planner. You can learn more about her at www.trinitypointwealth.com. That's TRINITYPOINTWEALTH.com. And we are talking about holistic financial life planning, which is, quite honestly, in my opinion, the only way to do it, right, Dana?
Yes.
The only way to do it. So we were covering, we started with, well, we've been talking a lot about just the unique questions that you ask people. Things like, you know, what makes you happiest? If you had all the money in the world, what would you do? And there are two more questions that you want to get to. So let's start with that.
Yeah. So this is question two in the financial life planning process of the three questions from George Kinder. They're famous questions. So question two is that this time you visit your doctor who tells you you only have 5 to 10 years left to live. And the good part is that you won't ever feel sick. And the bad news is that you will have no notice of the moment of your death. And the question is, what will you do in the time you have remaining to live? Will you change your life? And how will you do it?
Wow. That's a great one.
It sort of abbreviates, you know, your time. And
right.
Sometimes we adjust the years as far as, you know, depending upon how old the person is and that we're working with. So if you have someone further on in their years, or if you know there's like a medical condition or something like that, you would do more of like a 2 to 3 years left, or, you know.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And still is the scenario that you have all the money in the world?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that's question one. So question one is that there's no financial constraints and it just sort of, you know, how would you
and no timing
life?
Right. Yep.
So the question two is like you're in your regular life and this happens. You go to the doctor and now you have, you know, 5 to 10 years left. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in between that time, that's it. So it's, you know, how would you live your life? And knowing that you only have that much time left.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
They're so amazing questions, such amazing questions. And, you know, I feel like it's honestly something I think we should be asking ourselves on a regular basis as we go through our life, right? Like not just because we're involved in, you know, a financial planning situation or whatnot. Yeah. Like those are just phenomenal questions to ask because things change, you know, like there are things that I thought I wanted, you know, when I was 25 or 35 or even 40 that I don't now. And, you know, so just to kind of keep the presence of mind to, you know, well, what do I really want in the next, if I only have 5 years left? Because it's going to change.
Yeah. And it helps when you start to write out the answers, not just think about them in the shower or driving or, you know. I do notice even doing them myself that if you, you know, take some time to do some, you know, inner listening and some grounding ahead of answering the questions, it just, once you get started, like more things, you think of more things. And yeah, it's a wonderful experience. And the third question, so after that one, it goes, which is what I feel is the most important question, is question three. And this time, the doctor shocks you with the news that you only have 1 day left.
Oh, wow.
And you want to sort of try to, you know, drop into that. You want to notice what feelings arise, you know, as you confront your very real mortality. And the questions change. You know, it's not how would you live your life? Would you change anything? It's what did you miss? What did you not get to be? And what did you not get to do? So, and it, each of those, you know, would be its own question in that, you know, you only have one more day. And that really goes deep for a lot of people. You know, they sort of realize, you know, maybe I'm not, you know, doing what I'm meant to be doing, or, and so they give these answers to me if they're comfortable, of course. And then we have a dialogue about it. You know, we have some conversations around it, and then I can ask some additional questions based on what I'm reading and their answers. And that's where I say, like, the magic happens in that kind of subsequent conversation. And then we sort of try to craft a visionary statement for them, which gives them kind of an image of a future time where, you know, this is a situation, and they can kind of see themselves in that situation and think about how that might feel. And so as they're, you know, thinking about that, it's like, we have to make, you know, we have to do this. And then the process continues, and we talk through some of the different obstacles, because those always, but I can't do that because of this, you know. And some of them are financial, but other times there's other reasons. But at the end of the day, we circle back with more of the traditional financial planning scope of the engagement too, and basically align all of their financial resources and, you know, in, like, in support of that inspired vision that we all know and understand now. So it helps, you know, because it all ties together, you know, their allocation in their 401k, and do they have enough cash, and should we take some off the table, or should we let it ride longer? It helps with some of those answers, you know, to customize for each person.
Yeah. I mean, I just love it, because, again, I think, like we said earlier, it makes it fun. It inspires people. I think it makes you really focus on what's important and what's not important. Because I think, as you were talking, like, what I'm thinking is, gosh, you know, if people don't ask these questions of themselves, there could be so many of us that just go through our life doing something, whether it's a job or saving money in a certain way, because that's what we were taught, or that's what we think we should do, or we have to do, or whatever, because of, you know, the type of family we grew up in, pressure, family pressures, or, you know, even pressures between spouses, or pressure because you have children and you want to, you know, do certain things for them, or even, like, you know, the next door neighbor. So when you start asking those questions, it really makes people stop and say, like, wow, like, what, you know, what really is important to me? you know, who did I want to be and what did I expect? What was I expecting? And, you know, am I even on that path or am I climbing the wrong mountain?
Yeah, we're looking for the fire. You know, we want to light the fire, really. And because then if there's any action that needs to be taken within the plan, if it's like that, you know, almost the in therapy, right? It's got to come from within, and it's so much easier if it's coming from within rather than just somebody telling you what to do. So it's helpful in that sense. And there is definitely a connection between, you know, your really, everybody has a relationship with money, and there's an emotional component to it. That also ties back to how they handle different investment fluctuations. And it is very, very much related. Another question that is a good one to ask people is, what is your first memory of money? So you think back to when you're younger, you know, my dad owned a deli. It was a cash business. And I just remember him sitting at the table, like sorting dollar bills, like so that they all went in the right direction. And then we'd have to get like, you know, the corners and, you know, just like coming home and, you know, counting his, you know, whatever proceeds from that day of business. And it's interesting to hear what people remember, you know.
Yeah.
And then to kind of compare it to how they relate to money.
Right. And there is so much energy around that. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that there's a huge, you know, there's a huge amount of energy. If people, you know, study law of attraction or energy, you know, work or anything like that, in terms of just the flow of money. Like it took me a while to realize that, you know, money will come and money will go. And that's kind of how it goes. You can't like hang on to it. When you start to get anxious and, you know, stressful and negative about it, it seems like then you have less money. Like you think about having less, you have less, right? Like, you know, that's a whole nother call between we could right. manifestation and all of that for sure. But yeah, it's really interesting to think about what kind of history people have with money from their family and what they were taught or what they saw. That's fascinating. I didn't even think about it from that perspective.
Yeah,
that's really awesome. So we have one more segment, and we're going to talk about some more traditional things, because I know we want to get to those year-end planning and things like that. But I think we've done a great job with enticing people to investigate more about a holistic financial life planner for sure. So we're going to take a short break. This is the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy, and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com. When what you do matches who you are.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. I am talking today with Dana Mascalo about holistic financial life planning. You can learn more about her at www.trinitypointwealth.com. And you can find me at www.drdianehayden.com. So welcome back, Dana. It's so fascinating and fun for me to talk to you about all this stuff that I think most people their minds are going to be blown about, you know, the questions that you ask related to financial planning. But I know that you do also want to talk about year-end tips. So we're going to get into the more traditional, I guess, discussion. So, because this is airing in late October, early November, so of 2022. So tell me, what are your year-end tips for us?
So we're approaching the end of the year. We're in the final quarter of the year. And I always call it the most wonderful time of the year because we can kind of take a look at what's happened. So it's been a tough year in the stock and bond markets. Very challenging, more volatility than we've seen in a long time. And when an investor has stock-based investments or bond-based investments outside of a retirement plan, now is a wonderful time to go into those accounts and do something called tax loss harvesting. And in the spirit of just how I look at the world, you know, I'm always trying to find a silver lining, right? So we want to capture tax losses while the market's down, so to reduce your overall tax liability or to offset any gains if we need to sell any concentrated positions at a gain and offset it with some losses. So now is a wonderful time to do that. You can also take a look at potential Roth conversions, which maybe, you know, everyone's like, might not know what that is. Some of you may know what that is. What it does is it converts in your retirement plan a pre-tax portion into a Roth status. So you're going to pay the tax in this tax year in hopes that it grows tax-free for your retirement. And so it's always a good time to consider that if the market's down, because you're going to be paying taxes while that asset price is depressed, moving it into a tax-free account, and hopefully as the market cycles, you know, if we have better days ahead of us, we want to have that in a tax-free status, if at all possible. So there are certain things that you could take a look at to make this year, you know, slightly less yucky than it has been for investments. And let's see what else you could do. Your income for the year. So if you're a small business owner, I know, Diane, you have a lot of like small business, holistic practices and things like that. Each year is different. Some years you have really positive years. Other years are more challenging. And so, again, now is the time to kind of assess, you know, where you think you're going to be as far as your taxable income in 2022. And you can make some decisions around that as far as if you want to fund more or less into a retirement plan. If you're a small business owner and you don't have a retirement plan yet, if you open one, you can put money into it and not pay taxes on it in this year and put it in a pre-tax status and kind of push it forward. You can do things so that you make Roth contributions if you feel like maybe you want to pay taxes on it this year. So for everyone, you may have a different circumstance. And, you know, for one person, they may say, that's crazy. Why would I want to pay more taxes this year? And another person might say, you know, it might totally get it and it might resonate and say, yes, that's an actual good maneuver. But the gist of it is that you want to take time out of your busy, you know, routines, because everyone's going so fast, and actually sit down, get your account statements, sit with your advisor, and go through a year-end review. Do we need to do anything tax-related? Do we need to take any tax losses? Do we need to fund any retirement plans? Do you have a retirement? You know, all these different questions that may or may not, you know, be appropriate for what you have. Sit down and carve out the time to do them before we roll over another tax year deadline.
Yeah, I think, and those are end of year tips that you would be giving people pretty much all the time, right? Regardless of what, you know, what kind of a year we've had with investments or the stock market, those are the things that people should be doing on a regular basis every year, right?
Every fourth quarter. I mean, yes, this is like definitely year end stuff. And this year in particular, though, I think for it's been for several years, it was quite challenging to find tax losses in our accounts to take, because the stock market was doing quite well. And so when you have a year like this, where it's a broad, you know, drawdown, in lots of different areas of the markets, it can hit more people's accounts and present more opportunities for that one particular thing. Because the last thing you want as an investor is to be down in your accounts and then have a huge tax bill for a capital gain in April. So that's not fun. And you can do some repositioning and make some good moves, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And something for people to definitely consider every year for sure. So before we wrap up, we just have a couple of minutes. I want people to know how they can reach out to you. Obviously, you are physically based in Connecticut, but you see clients all over the US, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes. And Zoom is definitely the silver lining of COVID for me. And I had clients previous to that were in other states and things. But now I can see them on Zoom, and it's so much nicer to be able to see them. But yes, we have, you know, Seattle, we have clients in California, Utah, Texas, you know, North Carolina. We have an office in North Carolina. Our home office is in Milford, Connecticut, which is on the southern part of Connecticut. And I live on the northern part of Connecticut, but we see clients all over. And pretty soon I'll be traveling again, so that will be nice, because it's been a while since I've been on a plane. Looking forward to that.
I don't know. These days, traveling is not as glamorous as it used to be.
I miss it. I miss it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I've flown back and forth a million times to Florida and back, and I'm like, oh God. don't get me wrong. I'm a traveler too. I love to travel, but it's just, you know, the nonsense with airports and delays and all kinds of stuff like that is crazy right now, but you know, we will get through it. So that's awesome. So anyone in any state can work with you. There's not any kind of like state, you know, regulations or restrictions based on where
as
you are.
As an investment advisor rep, you know, and we are fiduciaries. So it's not like a brokerage type of relationship. This would be under the advisory capacity. So we have to put our clients' best interests ahead of our own. And so we can take care of clients in the US.
Awesome. Awesome. And the best way for people to reach out to you, go to your website or any other contact information that you have?
Yeah, our website is fine. My email is Dana, D-A-N-A, at trinitypointwealth.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. And the website again is www.trinitypointwealth.com. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you so much for being with us. This was fascinating. I bet it's the best podcast anyone has ever listened to about financial planning, for sure.
Thank you, Diane.
Yes. Thank you for all of your wealth of knowledge, for sure. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me the first and third Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Next time on the show, we'll be discussing more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.